Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Of course, this segment is, I'm sure, what my co-host for the day, Denton Day, has been waiting for. Denton's in for Jinx. And Denton, we know you're a college football guy. So what a slate we have, where we have multiple top 25 matchups. It feels like a weekend that we've been waiting for, because we've had some weekends that were supposed to be good on paper, where, remember, it was like supposed to be like, you know, Penn State, Indiana. Like, obviously that game was closer than people expected. And even some of those games with like Texas involved, where Texas is still not necessarily the brand name that we thought they were going to be coming into the season. But now we get a tried and true amazing weekend in college football.
Yeah, last week was described, I saw on Twitter, as the weekend where it's okay to not have ESPN, because you're not really rushing to the television if you're a subscriber to YouTube TV thinking, man, I wish I was watching Texas A&M beat Missouri by 3 scores. Or, man, this LSU and Alabama game that's going to get blown out is, So, like, I think this is the weekend where if you don't have ESPN, and if you're a subscriber to YouTube TV, you're going to be really upset. And I really hope that the powers that be can kind of fix it, because I want to watch Texas and Georgia. That's going to be awesome. I mean, that really is the highlight of the weekend. But I actually don't think it's the most important game of the weekend, Chelsea. Pitt and Notre Dame is far and away the most important game in relation to the college football playoff. If Notre Dame loses, they are out. They don't have nearly the resume to be able to get in as a 3-loss team. Whereas if Texas loses to Georgia, they still have an opportunity to play Texas A&M to close the season, and the Texas resume would justify, assuming they beat Texas A&M, if they do lose to Georgia, their resume would get them in, I think, as a 3-loss team, because they have a number of top 10 wins. So that Pitt and Notre Dame game is going to be must-watch television at noon. We'll get to see what this Notre Dame team looks like against quality competition, and we get to see if this Pitt story, which has been a fun one in the ACC, and they're still in contention to get into the ACC championship game with them and like 6 other teams, because that conference is just a complete convoluted mess in all of the best ways. That game has a lot on the line this weekend, and we get it right at noon.
Yeah, that's the College Game Day location. They're going to have Aaron Donald, former Pitt Panther, as the guest picker for College Game Day. If you do have ESPN, or if Pat McAfee tweets out a link to it again, which thank you for your service, Pat. But you're right. This is a massive game, and I think it's a big narrative game, because I think there are a lot of people who look at Notre Dame and they're like, okay, they've been handed this ranking on a silver platter, or a gold platter, I should say, similar to their helmets. Where it's just like they're living on the reputation of their program. And there are other programs that maybe deserve higher rankings, but they're not, you know, in the cachet as Notre Dame. So this is Notre Dame's chance to prove it. But you look at this line, it's 12.5. Honestly, I feel like this is a pretty steep line for Notre Dame, especially with this matchup. Because I do think that Pitt does some things really well that's going to be tough for Notre Dame. Because number one, Pitt is one of the best defenses, at least on paper, at stopping the run. I understand it's not apples to apples when it comes to college football because, you know, Pitt has been playing in the ACC. But still, I do think there are some things that Pitt could maybe throw in there to at least cover the number.
Stopping Jeremiah Love is going to be very difficult. And I'd like to think that the reason Notre Dame is ranked as highly as they are is really based off of Jeremiah Love, because you're right. I mean, gold platter, crystal platter, diamond platter, it's all the same. They shouldn't be ranked in the top 10. Texas right now has a better resume than they do. Oklahoma right now has a better resume than they do. Miami right now has a better resume than they do. And by the way, they beat them, which should count for something. And it just, for whatever the reason is, the people in that room, they love putting Notre Dame in. But clearly Vegas likes them too. Because that 12, and I thought this number, Chelsea, was going to be 7.5. Maybe you get to 8.5, especially with the game being at Pittsburgh. But with Notre Dame going on the road and laying 12.5, this does set up the potential, at least if I'm following the lines the way that I am, that this could be a bloodbath and that Notre Dame is just going to absolutely smack them around the yard. Also, if Aaron Donald is on College Game Day and he doesn't slam Pat McAfee through a table of some kind, what's even the point?
I feel like Pat McAfee would hear that idea and be like, you know what? Let's do it. I love it.
He's gone through a table.
I'd be on board with that.
Right. He knows how to, he can bump. He knows how to do it.
But I do think if you're going to use the ammo and say, like, Notre Dame hasn't played that difficult of a schedule, you probably have to say that about Pitt as well. Because it's not like a murderer's row, you know, playing, you know, Central Michigan and West Virginia, who they had to go to overtime with. And they did lose.
That's a rivalry game,
though.
They're only
top 25. Right. Yeah, backyard brawl. But, like, still, it's just, you look at their only top 25 matchup and they lost it against Louisville, 34-27. And that was a home game for Pitt. So I think it's just one of those unknowns where Pitt has some of these good numbers on paper, but how good are they when these numbers are made against teams like Boston College and, you know, Syracuse? So I do think maybe that's where this line comes from and maybe why it seems high, but still in such a big game where, again, it almost feels like the NFL where teams want to get in and get out. Like, Notre Dame feels like they don't really have to prove anything. They just need to win this game.
It must be nice. You want to talk about being born on third base. We ain't got to prove nothing. We just got to win. We just got to get in and out. You know, Pittsburgh's not going to get in as an at-large bid, more likely than not, no matter what happens this weekend. But they just need to start stacking wins. And this doesn't even really hurt them in the quest for an ACC championship game because Notre Dame's non-con. But Pitt has been a fun team over the last few weeks just to see kind of come out of nowhere when we are so focused on your Miamis and your Georgia Techs and your UVAs to blink and then, oh, wait, this Pittsburgh team's pretty good. They're ranked in the first CFP rankings. They're continuing to put some wins together. So that's been a fun story. And again, what has been a very crazy ACC.
I wanted to add one more thing because this quote, I can't even believe it's real. Did you see what Pat Narduzzi said this week about this game? And maybe it's him posturing to make sure that if they do lose this game, there's still a pathway for them to, you know, win the ACC. Because somebody asked him ahead of, you know, this week's game, they said, do you feel like Notre Dame is a must-win game for you guys? He said, absolutely not. It's not an ACC game. I'd gladly get beat by 100 or 103 or 110-10. They could put 100 up on us as long as we win the next two after that. What?
He's right. They want to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When I get to the ACC championship game. It's a bold thing to say that you want to lose by 100. That would probably not be great on the eye test, especially to the people in the committee. But he's right. They don't really care about it. They're in a nice position where they can lose that game and it doesn't impact their goals of getting to the ACC championship game and getting to the college football playoff. There's not a lot of teams right now that can say that with two losses.
But still, like, imagine you're a player on that team. You're like, excuse me, what, coach?
I bet they've said that in the locker room. Narduzzi's a straight shooter. I love him.
But here's the thing. Like, does this scare you about taking the 12.5 with Pitt?
I'm not taking the 12.5. I'm not touching that one. If I'm betting on this one, I'm laying those points with Notre Dame. The story's fun, but come on now. I'm not letting a story line my pockets here. I need money.
I don't know. So that one's tricky. All right, how about the big one of the weekend? Texas at Georgia. Texas, the number 10 team in the land. Georgia sitting at 5. And this line is Georgia laying 6.5 points. I think it was 5.5 earlier in the week. So clearly some money coming in on the dogs at home. Total of 49.5 here. And we've talked about this game throughout the week. And for me, the bottom line is, who do you trust in the final 2 minutes? We've seen it from Georgia. They feel like the most resilient team in college football this year, where even if they have a sloppy first half, they put stuff together in the fourth quarter. And they even cover some numbers, like they did in that Ole Miss game where they were losing the entire game. And then, oh, here we go. Fourth quarter. We're going to win and we're going to cover. So 6.5, it feels, you know, a little steep. But I do think Georgia can cover this number. I think Texas would have to play close to a perfect game to win this, or, you know, even keep it close. I think it's going to be a tough matchup for Longhorns.
This is a big Steve Sarkisian game, and we're going to learn a lot about him in this matchup. It could be very full circle as well. You know, if you remember last year, these two teams played, and I think that's when a lot of the public started to realize that Texas is not what we think they are. Quinn Ewers did not look very good in that game, to the point where he had the shakies. He had the yips. He got benched for Arch Manning, but he got benched for Arch Manning because he had the yips at home. I've never seen a quarterback have the yips at home when the crowd was too much for him when they were on your side. It was so strange. And then we had that whole bottle fiasco when the refs reward Texas for throwing stuff on the field and all those things, right? But there's a full circle moment where Arch Manning could really come back, beat Georgia, and then kind of erase some of the things that have happened this year, because all of the losses that they have had out the window if you beat Georgia, especially with that game being in Athens. But you're right, they have to play perfect. And even in some of their most impressive games, that Vanderbilt game offensively, I thought they were fantastic. They still only won that game by 3 points. And it was it never felt like Vanderbilt actually had a chance in the fourth quarter. So the box scoring can be a little deceiving. But the fact is, they took their foot off the pedal in the fourth quarter, and that only became a 3-point game. You cannot do that against Georgia. If you do find yourself in the very fortunate position of being up 14-0, 17-0 over Georgia, you got to keep that foot slammed to the floor on the gas, because Georgia never wavers. Other schools waver, they don't. And then, of course, you get the storyline of one Alabama former assistant with Nick Saban and Kirby Smart, another Alabama former assistant under Nick Saban and Steve Sarkisian. Saban is connected everywhere. I mean, it is literally just the tree of Nick Saban, and I'm excited about it. I think Georgia crushes them, but I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I think for me, it's the defensive game plan that we've seen from Georgia against Texas in those last two games last year, which I understand it's a different team and it's different personnel, but Texas didn't even score 20 points in either of those games. You know, so it just feels to me that the game plan that Kirby Smart, a defensive mind, had laid out for Texas is going to be a good one, especially if you have any questions about the Texas offensive line. I know that they have looked better as of late, but, you know, the pressure is going to be coming. So I think I have issues kind of believing in this Texas offense going against this Georgia defense. And again, like, it's the team that turns it on in the fourth quarter. I believe more in Kirby Smart, especially when this is a road game. So I think I will be laying the points with Georgia. It feels to me like the only way that Texas stays in this, where we've seen Georgia get beat at home before, that Alabama game, but Ty Simpson threw for 276 yards and two touchdowns, played out of his mind in that game. So if there is a game for Arch Manning to reestablish his legacy, it's this one. I just don't see it happening.
There's one other game that I want to quickly touch on, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Duke could completely flip the ACC on its head if they beat Virginia. Duke right now unranked. Darian Mentz has been really good for them. UVA questions a quarterback as to whether Morris is going to go. If he does go, is he going to be fully healthy? He got knocked out of that game against Wake Forest last week. And just generally speaking, UVA from a roster perspective is not all that great. Chandler Morris was really doing a lot of heavy lifting for the Cavaliers. If Duke wins, Chelsea, UVA is, they're donezo. It's going to be really difficult for them to get back into the ACC championship game picture at that point. But then that also could really run the risk of the ACC not getting a team in to the college football playoff. There's a realistic possibility that Duke could get all the way to the ACC championship game, win the ACC championship game, but then find themselves ranked below USF and then a potential one-loss Sun Belt champion, James Madison. So if I'm the ACC, I am desperately pleading with UVA to play the game of their life. Beat Duke. Get them out of the picture and guarantee that we're going to get somebody in. I want chaos, naturally, so I would love to see the idea of a group of five, of two group of five teams getting in. Just a reminder to everyone, in 2026, we're hoping to get the Power Fours get auto bids, but right now it's literally just the five highest-ranked conference champions. So if Duke wins and they're not higher ranked than JMU and USF, the ACC is not going to get in that dance of 12.
ACC feels down bad at the moment. Doesn't feel like great times in the ACC for football. But I'll also say this. When an unranked team is favored against a ranked team, feels like the odds makers know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So I feel like Duke's probably the play here. All right, coming up next, we get back to betting on football. We've got all of our parlays coming your way next here on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.